Hello and welcome to The Gaily Show. I'm Jake Hook.
And I'm Graham Davis.
On today's show, The Gaily Show is about to top 100 on the iTunes chart. And we're going live.
Live? Should celebrities with a homophobic past be given a second chance?
And what would you do if your straight boss came on to you?
And there's a new Christmassy sex position. Wait, what?
But all of that is after this. If you enjoy what we do and you'd like to support us, log on to thegayuk.com/support, where you can give a small, tiny, insignificant amount that will keep us on the air.
Absolutely. Your donations help us pay for the lights, keep the broadband running, and keep our tutsies warm during the winter months. Simply go to thegayuk.com/support. Oof, I don't know what I was saying then.
Well, does anybody?
No.
Do you ever?
I never really
That's
do.
That's the thing, isn't it? Listen.
How you doing? Happy Monday.
We are early today.
Monday lunchtime.
Monday
Look at us.
Lunchtime
Here we are.
Show. Well, just to shake things up. No, we're going to go pre-Christmas shopping today.
We are.
It's a hard life.
Jake said, let's go on Saturday. And I said no, because I cannot be dealing with crowds of people rummaging through shops when I'm trying to browse.
Oh, rummage.
I can't cope with it.
You can often find yourself in nose deep in a pair of pantaloons in TK Maxx.
Is that where you're going for my Christmas present, TK Maxx?
Christmas. Birthday.
Oh, I see.
New Year's, Easter.
So how are you all doing? Do say hello. Do write your comments below and we will try and read them if we see them, if they crop up. So what's happening today? Can I just start there with a rant?
Oh, go for it.
Having asked you, it is 3rd of December. Who has an advent calendar? Have you got an advent calendar? Well, I've got an advent calendar that my dearest mother bought me, so I didn't buy it myself. And
he always... I think you've given up me buying you an advent calendar. I'm terrible. Yeah. I don't do Valentine's. I barely do this, to be honest.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm lucky you're here.
And the thing is, Graham always expects me to buy an advent calendar, and I don't. And so I don't know why. I just hate being told that I have to buy something on a particular day, like Valentine's Day or Advent Calendar Day. I just hate it. I'd rather just buy you something when and if I remember.
Well, you can always remember to buy me an Advent calendar before or after the event, especially if they're in the sale. Anyway, my mother bought me this wonderful Cadbury's Advent Calendar. I'm sure you've probably seen it in the shops. I say wonderful. Bitterly disappointed I was on the 1st of December. Cadbury's UK. Look at that. There's no blinking pictures in it.
You went on social media, didn't you?
I did go on social media and I gave them a piece of my mind. How on earth am I meant to wake up all in a Christmassy mood on the 1st of December and see a blank, empty box? I mean, there was a chocolate inside. Okay.
I've got to say, though, hold that up again. Is that all that Cadbury's is offering this year as their advent calendar?
That is it. It's a football match, which I wouldn't have bought anyway, because I've never been to a football match in my life.
Well, I mean, what's football got to do with Christmas?
There is nothing Christmassy about that. And apart from there's a few chocolates inside that are kind of Christmas themed, I guess.
What did you eat as Santa?
I can't remember.
Have you noshed on an elf?
I was trying to nosh on a chocolate star, but I couldn't find one. And that's it. That's why I liked seeing a picture.
Ooh,
I like to be able to see a festive scene in the mornings.
Nosh on a chocolate star.
So cheap as chips, that probably was. Very disappointed Cadbury's.
But you're very grateful.
Oh, they've gone downhill, haven't they?
But you're very grateful to your mother anyway.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mum. Hi, Leslie. Thank you for joining again
at
lunchtime.
That's...
No, Leslie's not my mum, if you're watching. I don't
think
she is.
You're all over the place. Calm down.
I'm excited. I'll tell you why I'm excited.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Is it because we're topping 100?
We are topping 100. And not...
Can you imagine that?
Now, there's a show. The Gay UK tops 100 boys.
We are almost at 100 in the iTunes podcast chart. Not in the main one, in the sexuality one. But still, that's good.
Yeah, we'll take sexuality.
I'll take sexuality. So you can get involved by logging on, downloading this show as a podcast. We are on 9 platforms, including the iTunes one. And if you are on the iTunes one, we would really appreciate it if you wrote a review, a good one, and put the stars there. Yeah, no one wants to know that we're actually really terrible. But that, and also, we are going live. Oh,
we
live.
Are. Well, I've got a picture for this. We're doing a live show.
We are doing a live show. I mean, we obviously do.
Let me show it now. I'm going to star swipe into it.
Yeah, I can still click.
You see? Look at that.
We are going to be at Proud Bar this Friday from 7 p.m. And we're going to be doing the Gailey Show live.
Very live. Live audience.
And if you are around, we'd love to have you involved. It would be fantastic. So that's Proud Bar in Weston-super-Mare.
I've never been to Weston-super-Mare. No, I have. I'm making it up.
That's an absolute lie.
Where am I thinking that I've never been?
You've never been to me?
Never been to paradise.
Anyway, yes, so we'll be live from Proud Bar in Weston-super-Mare. This will be a first for us.
It will be a first. See, we're getting bookings already.
We could be at your local gay bar, making it just a little bit more gay, gay chat. I'm quite nervous about it because I know it's early on in the evening, but people surely go to a bar to drink and heckle.
We're gonna have to think of something. We're gonna have to do a quiz or something.
We're gonna do a big gay quiz. I feel.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll do something festive anyway for our Friday, the 7th of December. If you're there, do come and say hello. Come and see us at the Proud Bar in Weston-super-Mare.
Will we be giving out badges?
We will be giving out badges. We will be giving out words of wisdom for anyone who's got a dilemma. Anyone who's got a problem can just shout it out. We'll do it on the spot. We've got a quiz.
Yeah,
we're gonna pack a hell of a lot into half an hour.
We are. Right, on to today's serious subject.
Oh, there's a serious subject.
Yes, there is.
Here we go.
I want to know, and we've done a poll on Facebook, is should celebrities who have had a homophobic past be given a second chance? I'd like to know what you guys think, because I'm in two minds about it, and I guess it all depends on the nature of the homophobia and also how they apologized for it afterwards. So I say this because yesterday there was the X Factor final.
Right, yeah.
We got through a whole season without watching one episode.
I didn't see any of it. I missed Big Bang Week.
Yeah, and Fright Week. That's
Fright
when,
Week.
When
Christmas Week. I used to like Christmas Week.
Yeah, basically, we haven't really got involved this year on X Factor. However, the winner, Dalton Harris, has his winner's single out, and it features James Arthur, who a few years ago was hauled over the coals for a homophobic diss rap that he released, and he used a slur
right.
in it. It kind of led to a lot of things. He was dumped by his label. He did a very kind of awkward apology on live television on The X Factor. And it didn't go particularly well for him. Then this month, I see... Paris Hilton is on the cover of Gay Times magazine, and a few years ago, she was recorded in the back of a cab saying some not particularly nice things about gay people. And so my question is, do people deserve a second chance, and how long after the kind of the exposure of the homophobia should people be allowed back, you know, retrained into society
a little bit? We're talking about this recently about celebrities. When celebrities do something wrong, how long? There must be a rule book. Okay, so like we're talking about like Ant and Dec. So Ant is currently taking a year out from his presenting skills, and for drink driving. He got caught drink driving, he had a crash and blah blah blah, and he was very sorry about it, and he's seeking help, and he's taking a year off work. Now, do we think that there's a rule book in the celebrity world that says, oh, okay, well, if you're caught doing drink driving, yeah, take a year off, and then by the time you come back, all will be forgiven, and all, you know, it'll all go on again, it'll be fine. So I wonder how homophobia does work.
So what do you think? Do you think that homophobia, people who with a homophobic past should be given a second chance?
I don't know. It depends on the person, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of in two minds because part of me says, do you know what? Fine. Someone says something stupid. We all say stupid things. God, I do all the time. That's why Jake often prods me and says, no, don't say that live. But no, if...
all the time.
If they said something stupid and then they've apologised, you know, then fine, let's all move on and get over it. If they've said it and then they've realised that actually their sales of something has gone down because of it, and then they've lost this because of that, and then later on they kind of go, oh, well, I'm really sorry. And then it's kind of like, you know, it's just like, no, not really. Because that's who you are.
Yeah.
If you don't like gay people, that's not a problem.
But we should know.
We shouldn't.
So that we wouldn't be putting our money, hard earned cash,
absolutely,
into your career.
If that's what you genuinely feel, then that's exactly how you should be allowed to genuinely feel if you don't like gay people. But just let us know so that we don't buy your products.
Yeah, I think that I agree with that. And also, things that were said in the heat of the moment, I don't think necessarily should be held against someone forever, for instance.
No.
The point with, like, for instance, James Arthur, I mean, and that was a couple of years ago, is that he sat down and wrote something and then recorded it. I mean, it was like premeditated. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't just said in the heat of the moment.
Right.
What happened with Paris Hilton? Now, you can go and have a look at that story on The Gay UK. Just type in Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
She was having a private conversation with another gay guy about guys on Grindr. And then she said something which was probably a joke, albeit in bad taste. But it was a private conversation. And I think that she and her gay friend were vibing, you know, just joking.
Mm.
I don't think what she said was a deeply held belief. I think it was an in-the-moment thing that was recorded by somebody who shouldn't have been listening into a conversation.
And that's the other thing. Having a private joke with a friend is exactly that. It's a private joke with a friend. And it's not a public kind of platform, is it?
No.
You shouldn't be allowed to be...
But what do you think about when there are celebrities with tweets in their timelines that go back? So, for instance, Stormy's was one this year, and he immediately apologised, and you know, it seemed very heartfelt. To be fair, but then he's headlining Glastonbury. It's almost like it doesn't matter. Off you go, you know, do an apology and then you're good to go.
But we live in that world very much nowadays anyway. Do something wrong, apologise and then move on.
But what is it with celebrities who don't check their Twitter timelines? If you're going to, like, suddenly be exposed to a bigger audience, wouldn't you think about checking your timeline or your Facebook profile or any of your social media for things that you might have said in the past?
Oh, hang on, don't say that. Delete.
Well, listen, I've done it. I've gone through my timeline, and actually it's pretty good. But obviously now... things can be taken out of context. The media are always looking for mistakes that people have made in the past, even comments taken out of context to show that someone is homophobic or racist or any of these kind of obias. When you kind of go, actually, maybe it wasn't. Okay, you know what? There are some words it's never right to use.
People think? Do you think has there been a poll?
There has been a poll. Let me pull it up here.
Because we did ask, didn't we, on Facebook? What did
we ask? So I said, should celebrities with a homophobic past be given a second chance?
Well, that's interesting.
Okay, and I've done... And so here you go. You've got...
36% said yes, forgive and forget. And it's quite often forget. I have no idea who these celebrities are half the time. And 64% says nope, bye Felicia. With a big waving kind of... Who is that? Isn't that Mona?
No, it's Pocahontas, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, basically, people are saying, no, goodbye. If you trip up and you make that mistake, you don't deserve our pink pounds.
Oh, and they are pink as well, some of them we get handed at Pride. Well,
especially when you wash them in the wash with a red top.
Ugh.
I've ruined countless pairs of Calvin Klein's. I used to be into tighty whities. I'm just sharing with you. And until I ruined... not today. I used to be.
Oh, okay.
When I used to have the body that would, you know...
Why, what are you wearing today?
Primark. listen, you can get 8 pairs of Primark pads for the same price of one Calvin Klein.
Living the fantasy here. Living the fantasy.
And no one cares anymore. It's only you seeing them. And not that often. So, overshare. Okay, right, moving on to our next subject. Are you done with the homophobia?
I'm over homophobia.
Okay, right. You can take this next subject. Go on.
Okay. What would you do? What should you do if your straight boss comes onto you?
Right, so we had a dilemma.
Did we?
Yes. A dilemma.
Oh, I like a dilemma.
Right. I'll read out this dilemma. And I work in the trade and it...
What trade?
I think it's building trade.
Oh, okay.
And usually means working alongside many other trade guys on different sites. Last site that I was on, there was a manager, older, mature, butch, muscly bloke, late 40s, ex-army marine.
Oh, yeah, I can picture
him now. Paint that picture. I know he's married and has kids.
Is he an action figure?
A buzz cut. During a meeting between four other workmates, I kept catching him looking at me. Then, about halfway through the meeting, while other guys were discussing things, he looks at me, winks, and then smiles. It took me by surprise. The big question is, what the F do I do? I don't want to confront him, give away that I'm gay, and then find out that he's not. Maybe the wink meant something else. If so, then what? Or is a wink some secret gay trade code that I'm completely unaware of? Yeah, I fancy him, even though he's married, and I wouldn't not say no. I'd love to have a go with him, but just not sure how to test the water without giving too much away.
Mm.
Now, I'm a bit flummoxed by this one.
You see, he's basing it all on a wink.
Less, more has been done on less.
I mean, if a straight bloke winks at you and he just assumes you're a straight bloke as well. Like, what kind of a wink was it? Was it kind of like an eye twitch, or was it that kind of a...
Oh, an eye twitch. Do your eye twitch? Do that again?
You know, like, he might have had something in his eye. Could have been a fly. Fly could have flown in his eye. Here's you making a great big kind of song and dance about it.
Let's assume, right, that it's a...
It's a proper kind of a long, drawn-out kind of...
Not an Anne Widdecombe. Not Anne Widdecombe.
Anne Widdecombe.
Anne Robinson, you know, like a...
You are the weakestling, goodbye. That's what she sounds like, isn't it? Not at all. And if you're watching, sorry.
No, right, so...
This depends on the wink. You didn't go into great detail about the wink.
But first of all, he's married and has kids.
Yes.
So, do you really want to be that person? Do you know what? I know there are gay builders out there. I know there are gay people in the and bi people in the service trade, in the building trade. You need to find those people. And you know what? Because they're all in the building trade, they'll all be bulky and they'll all be butchy and I'm probably offending a lot of the people here. But you know, they'll all be strong and muscular and masculine because that's the trade, isn't it? It's kind of they're going to be like that, surely, right?
So you'd have thought.
If that's what you're looking for, you are in the right place.
And there's probably, you can probably find this on an app, on one of the dating apps. There must be an option that says like...
Yeah. Or on the internet.
Scruff. There's an app called Scruff.
Yeah.
For people that look like me with like bits of hair. Not that I'm saying I'm a builder. But you know,
yeah,
scruffy kind of lads.
But if that's what you're looking for, and it's nice to have a partner who has a shared like work experience as you, like, so that you can both like chat about your days and you both understand it and things like that. So it's good that you want to date another like gay or bi builder. I just wouldn't go for your boss who's married to a woman and second of all has children. I just wouldn't want to, if you know that, then it makes you the other guy.
In fairness, I think if I was going to go up to a builder and who I thought was a straight builder and ask him out, I think I'd be bricking it as well.
I'd be
bricking it.
You need to be framed.
Don't
let the door hit you on the way out.
Okay, stop trowling the jokes out.
We need to cement this. So I would say don't do anything about it. And if he also, like... takes it on a bit further, I'd also have to bring up the fact that he's your boss, and that's not a good situation.
Oh yeah, I forgot he's the boss as well,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah. You know what? It's never good to screw the boss.
No, depends how much the rise is. No, don't do it. It's never a good idea to screw the boss.
So I would say, don't do it. However, if he is maybe struggling with his own sexuality, then you could be there to talk to him about it, see what happens next. Because he might just kind of say, do you fancy it? And then you could say, well, no, not that I don't find you attractive, But, you know, there's things. But I'm here to chat to if you want to talk about your sexuality or whatever. I think that... But,
no, I don't know, though, because also if he is struggling, this boss, if he is struggling with his own sexuality, well, then it's not an employee's place to then have to deal with his boss, because that then suddenly becomes very inappropriate. And especially if the boss then starts forcing himself onto this person. If you are in every any situation that you feel that someone's forcing themselves onto you, then by all means, you should go straight to kind of HR or to someone and say, do you know what, this isn't right.
I was just kind of reading.
If you feel uncomfortable in your job.
Totally. Because I was wondering whether they were like at a pub or having a drink after work, but they weren't. They were during a meeting between four other workmates. I caught him looking at me. So this was like during work. So no.
Mind you, he did write winks in big capital letters. I'm assuming it was a big wink.
Did the other people not notice?
Maybe, unless it was just like a game of wink murder.
What, at work?
He didn't say what the meeting was about.
Right.
So, not very helpful there, I don't think.
No, I don't. Now,
what are we ultimately saying then? Keep away.
Keep away.
Keep away.
I think that's the best thing to do. Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Go and find yourself someone nice off Scruff.
There's going to be someone there with a lot less baggage, first of all, who's not your boss. And that you're not going to be, potentially, the breakup of that kid's parents' marriage. I mean, yeah.
It's a bit messy.
To be honest, that might happen anyway, but don't be involved in it.
No.
Now, I've got to say, we are not psychotherapists. We're not therapists or counsellors. This
advice... We're just opinionated, aren't we?
This advice just comes from experience... Not really. And you can phone helplines. There you go. Switchboard.lgbt is one of them. If you've got issues to do with your sexuality, you can check them out online or on social media. I don't have the phone number on me at the moment, but switchboard.lgbt is the website.
But do come to us first.
Okay. Right, now, there's a new sex... position.
You said this, a Christmassy one. I am very interested in
now,
this.
Now, Graham.
Christmassy sex position.
Did you read this piece of paper?
No.
Okay, so you don't even know what it's called?
No.
Okay.
Can I guess?
If there is a Christmas sex position, what should it be called?
It could be a number of things. Is it the candy cane?
No, but I'm intrigued.
It's where you try and bend it back on itself and...
Okay, well, there's a fair amount of bending in this one.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it then the falling Christmas tree?
And pray, do tell.
You cover yourself in baubles, your partner's just lying there on the bed, and you just go whack onto them.
Ah, the drunk pass out.
The drunk pass out, the falling Christmas tree. Let's keep it festive.
Okay, I'll just tell you. Oh, it is called then. The Elf.
The elf. I was going to say elves, naughty elves. The elf.
If anything could be less sexy than an elf.
All I can see is Will Ferrell. Is it Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Ferrell?
Yeah, yeah, from the film
Elf.
Elf. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's really particularly sexy. But anyway, it's been recommended by Women's Health magazine.
Uh-huh.
But I think you can try this if you're two men. Two women might have an issue. But anyway, so... You start by lying down on the bed with your legs over your head. So this is the bottom. Using your hands to prop up your lower back. Now, I've got a little thing here.
Show me on the doll where...
Okay, right. So start by lying down on the bed with your legs over your head.
For those of you listening on the podcast, let me just please explain here that now that Jake has one of those little kind of artistic dummies in hand and has basically just broken its back by trying to demonstrate this position.
Look, right, so you're kind of doing that, yeah?
Right, yes.
Yeah, your hand's down on the bed there, so supporting... Oh, he said to support your lower back. But anyway, so you're doing that.
Right, yeah.
Okay, now the top.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in a stable position, have your partner... Otherwise known as the elf.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So what are you, if you're lying on the bed?
You're the...
The package?
You're the...
About to be stuffed? Right. The
turkey
the top.
Yes.
Right. He then, when you're both comfortable... So then have your partner, otherwise known as the elf, squat above you before entering from this intimate angle.
Okay.
So... That guy goes on the top.
Facing forwards or backwards?
Well, facing forwards, surely.
Okay.
Oh, you could do it backwards, but then what's elfy about that?
So you've got to push your bits down to get them in.
Yeah, so you're pushing like down from the top like that.
This is going to make no sense on the podcast. I do apologise. All I can see is a mash of wood.
Yeah, when you're both comfortable, in that mind-blowing position, the text from this is from The Sun, thesun.co.uk. When you're both comfortable in that mind-blowing position, have your elf bob up and down to take things up to another notch.
Bob?
Like, bob.
You mean have sex?
Basically, yeah. Just when you thought your sex life couldn't be any more festive, be sure to invest in some chocolate, orange-flavoured lube.
Ugh, couldn't think of anything worse.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Chocolate orange-flavoured lube? Just use a bloody chocolate orange. Give it a lick, smear it on. Chocolate orange.
No, that would be terrible.
I know, it would be terrible now that they've bleak and taken half of it out with their stupid segments.
Oh,
have you seen a chocolate orange nowadays?
Give it a mess.
Will you put a sheet down?
Oh.
Listen, you wouldn't get any chocolate on the sheets if I was around. I'd find that chocolate.
You're like one of those pigs, like going for truffle hunting.
I am.
You? Are they pigs or hogs? Hogs, whatever they are.
Hogs or dogs? Dogs.
Hogs and dogs.
For truffles.
You're like that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. Sex position called the elf. Try it out.
Well,
at home.
I'm sure I've seen that before. They've just rebranded it.
Try it out at home and send us pics.
Send us pics.
Send us pics of it. I want to see people try it.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen, you can get in touch with the program. You just need to go right to letters@thegayuk.com. Again, if you like what we do and you want to support us, go to thegayuk.com/support. Now, did you have something to show the people before we leave?
We are a shop as well. So as well as your donations at thegayuk.com/support, you can also support us via thegayshop.co.uk, where we sell lots of wonderful things which help support what we do here. And as it's Christmas time nearly, how many days? 20?
It's 3 weeks, isn't it?
3 weeks, 21 days, something like that. Again, we got the Christmas cards back out again. Some other kind of ones to show you. It's lunchtime, so I'm going to try and keep it fairly clean. This is one that says, "Fake smiles, everyone. It's Christmas." I have a fake smile at Christmas sometimes.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you're like literally the happiest person I know. Like you're an elf.
We have another one here. It says, "Merry Christmas, tinsel tits." And there's like three women on the front there with their tinsel tits showing.
No, they're not showing for those on the podcast. It's clean.
Oh, it is clean, yes. There's no pornography on these. There's "Merry Christmas from me and my pussy." And it's a lovely picture of a woman there holding her pussy in her hands.
And that's a cat for those listening on the podcast.
There's another one here that says, I think it's meant to be Jesus on the front of this card. And it says, "OMG, it's such a pain having your birthday at Christmas." Oh, I know the feeling.
Mm.
Now, in fairness, mine is just 2 weeks before, 20 days before Christmas. Yes, it is tomorrow.
Mine's 7 days after.
I know, the 1st of January. Could you get a worse birthday than the 1st of January? Everyone's hungover. Anyway, we've also got a "Have a Totes Amazeballs Christmas." For those people that like having amazeballs. This one's a little bit ruder. "Merry Christmas and all that ollocks." It's got a B before it. And "Merry Christmas, you big ho, ho, ho." There's a picture of Santa on the front looking very jolly. I like that one because it's clever.
I do. Is there a deal on these?
There is a deal. We've got two sets of Christmas card bundles currently on the site. Where if you buy four, you get six cards for the price of four. So you get two free. It's bundle one is like a rude card, and the second bundle is a funny cards, depending on your types of friends.
And who made the judgment on whether they were funny or rude?
I did. So it's based on my sense of humour.
Right, so they're all rude then. Right. We are done for the
day.
We're
done, we're off.
We are going off Christmas shopping, or we're just going to have a little smooch around the a shopping mall.
We are indeed. And just once again, if you are in Weston-super-Mare on Friday, that's this Friday, then do check us out. Let me show you it again. We are doing the Gaily Show live. Yes, live from the Proud Bar in Weston-super-Mare. It's a new bar that's opened up in Weston-super-Mare. They're very proud down there and very excited to be joining them. So do come and say hello and meet us in person. Grab a Gaily Show badge and heckle as much as you want.
No, don't heckle at all.
No, don't heckle at all.
Right. The music is coming.
Unless you're throwing chocolate gold coins.
Yeah. No, orange chocolate.
Oh, chocolate
orange. Chocolate orange lube. Don't.
No, no lube.
Could get messy. Lube.
Have right. a great day.
Until next time. Are you going to, like, speed us out and star strike?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Take care.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
And star strike.